This November, voters will get a chance to decide whether to expand gambling in upstate New York. But because of a quirk in the election calendar, it's likely that downstate voters will be the ones to make that decision.
Governor Cuomo and the legislature have agreed to allow up to 4 new resort-style gambling casinos upstate in the Catskill, Southern Tier, and the Capital Saratoga regions. Other areas of the state already have casino gambling run by Indian tribes. But in order for the new casinos to be built, the state's constitution has to be amended, and voters have to approve the change. They'll get that chance this November. Governor Cuomo, who pushed for the casinos, is for now taking a neutral stance on whether New Yorkers should agree with his plan. Here's what he said recently.
That's going to be up to the people of the state. I think that casinos are and gaming is a controversial matter by and large.
Polls find that the measure to build the 4 upstate casinos is narrowly supported by New Yorkers. Steve Greenberg is with Siena College.
Now, among all voters statewide, 49% support the casino amendment, 42% oppose it. So it's close.
But it will likely be New York City and Long Island residents who decide whether upstaters should get the new casinos or not. It's an off year for statewide races, and most local municipal elections do not generate high turnouts, although there are mayoral races in Buffalo, Rochester, Albany, and Syracuse this year. New York City has a mayor's race that's generating a lot of attention and could draw a large turnout on November 5th. Greenberg says because of those factors, it's hard to predict whether the amendment will ultimately pass or not.
This is not a sample of likely voters this November in a low turnout election where New York City is going to, because of the mayoral race, is going to have a higher percentage than they normally do in off-year elections.
According to the Siena poll, in New York City, the breakdown of supporters and opponents is also evenly divided. In the New York City suburbs, support for the amendment to expand gambling is the strongest at 52% to 39%. Nassau County has a high-profile county executive race this year, so turnout is expected to be higher there. Another major factor in determining whether or not the casino gambling referendum will pass is the influence of advertising. It's expected that gambling conglomerates will buy television airtime to promote the amendment. Governor Cuomo earlier this year settled numerous differences that New Yorkers had with the Seneca, Oneida, and Mohawk Indian tribes. They've been granted exclusive rights to be the sole gambling operators in Western New York, Central New York, and the North Country. As a result, they're not expected to launch any campaigns against the referendum. Greenberg with Siena expects New Yorkers will hear more about the proposed gambling expansion in the coming months.
I think there's going to be a lot of advertising this fall, both for and against the amendment.
It should all begin after Labor Day. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
In our forecast today, mostly cloudy skies with the chance for a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, more clouds, again the chance for showers and a thunderstorm, mainly in the evening, lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy for the afternoon, the slight chance of showers with highs in the lower 70s. Good morning and thanks for joining us. It's 6:40.